But you were asking to name your old bag that you put your mobile studio in, and you know there's really only one thing to call an old bag, and you know clearly the mobile studio has to be inside Vera. Well, anyway, thank you for calling. Yes, big fatty.
That was, of course, the always and wonderful big fatty.
Henceforth, the podcast will be named Vera.
Oh, Vera. You old
steel trap, you.
You old thing, you. So, but thank you. So thank you for the congratulations, Big Patty. We appreciate that. And yes. Thank you so much for the call. It's always so nice to have wonderful pillars of the podcasting community like you supporting us and giving us a call. So thank you so much. We really do appreciate that.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Oh, Vera, you old,
you old steel trap, you.
You old thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2142 of the BFO for Wednesday the 13th of April 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got big news to pass along to you. Yes, Big Fatty, and you need to tell us why we were bundles. Hello, forgetfulnessers. Big Fatty, what does that mean? It means that I forgot. I forgot. Oh, first of all, hi, everyone. I hope you're... Your hump day is going well. Y'all, I forgot to, you know, yesterday you were bundlers. And y'all, I forgot to tell you why you were bundlers. And I'm going to go ahead and do that right now before I forget. Yes, Big Betty, because you will forget again. Y'all, you're bundlers because, y'all, do you go to the Brugger's Bagels? I know that Moose P does. Y'all, they're having a coupon. They're having a coupon through Monday, the 15th through the 18th of April. And y'all, it is it's a special tax day offer. It's a 10/40 big bagel bundle.
Oh, Big Ready, that's why we're bundles.
It's true. And y'all, you get 13 bagels of your choice, and two, I say, chew tubs of the cream cheese, and that, you know, then the assorted flavors and all, and y'all, you get it for $10.40.
Big Fatty, why $10.40?
Because you know you have to file your 1040s.
Oh, okay.
So y'all, you just go to the. Brugger's www, and y'all, you can print off your coupon and go in and tell them sent me, and they'll probably just look at you and go, thanks, anyway, thank you for calling. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now the big news, the anniversarium today that I've been teasing you about. Y'all, believe it or not, 1 year ago today, Big Fatty moved into the villa.
Big Fatty, where does the time go?
I don't know, but y'all, I have been living here in the villa for 1 year as of today, and y'all, I am still as delighted today as I was the day I moved in. And, y'all, I look forward to many more years of Villa Bliss.
Yes, Big Fatty!
Yeah, Gussie,
Big Fatty, what is this music?
Yeah, this is Spottin' Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, I've been so worried about Spottin' Crazy.
I know, we've all been worried about Spottin' Crazy, but y'all, Spottin' Crazy is back at it. Y'all, last time we were over here, Big Fatty, we don't remember, but y'all, the latest. We've got several new entries, y'all. RBS 3464 spotted Big Fatty, and he's on the TV machine. It says, Big Fatty tells local viewers on the TV machine how he makes the cone beef and cabbage. Big Fatty, well, I must have missed that one. And y'all, then Big Fatty is there in the love chamber. Big Fatty, that's a lot of latex with you there in the love chamber. Big Fatty, I just conducted inventory in there recently. I don't remember seeing all that. Well, where have you been hiding those? In the cone beef and cabbage. Big Fatty, you silly. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, in the Villa Mailbox, y'all, today there was another postcard, Big Fatty, and y'all, this one on the front of it, it has, an Ovahemba woman in Nambia, in Africa, Mexico. Big Fatty, she's got our jugs hidden, hidden jugs, I guess so. This is addressed to Big Fatty the Great. Big Fatty, clearly it's misdelivered. And it says, y'all, this was sent on the 14th of March. Big Fatty, it took a month to get from Mexico to here, I guess. Is it Herbert Carter? Just to let you know that I have not forgotten to play your little show in the Africas on, what does that say? I don't know what that is. On something in the lovely country of Nambia. Hey, Poodle, don't get jealous of the woman on the front. Big Fatty, I can stop the tub. Use mine as the tub stopper. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that. He's on vacay in the lovely country of Nambia. Hey, Poodle. I hope Poodle doesn't get jealous of the woman on the front. And y'all, that is another kid from that Hendrick. Big Fatty, I still didn't know he had the address. I didn't either. But he's used it twice. So nice he's used it twice. Big Fatty. Hendrick, thank you so much for the card with the old jugs on the front. Big Fatty. Old jugs. Speaking of old jugs, y'all still hadn't heard a peep from the old gal out there in Walnut Hills. Y'all, evidently there was some sort of a malady on the cruise of a lifetime with Lucille McGillicuddy. And maybe she shoved too many chocolates into her jugs. Big Fatty. It's a vulgar. Vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, y'all gonna go into the old e-letter box here. I got an e-letter from that Kim. Beavers, a second cousin, twice removed. That Michael in Stuttgart. Y'all, Big Fatty, didn't he move? I don't know. Maybe. Big Fatty, I think he moved to Phoenix. Oh, okay. Michael says, my cousin asked me to send this to you. Well, he signed it, Michael in Stuttgart. Okay, well, I guess he didn't. Y'all, and it's a little ditty. It's a little ditty, y'all, you know we love a little ditty. Big Fatty, you make it sound vulgar. But y'all, it's a little story, and it's an 85-year-old man had to take a sperm count for his physical exam. The doctor gave the man a jar and said, take this jar home and bring back a sample tomorrow. Well, the next day, the 85-year-old man reappeared at the doctor's office and gave him the jar, which was as clean and empty as on the previous day. The doctor asked, what happened? And the man explained, well, doc, it's like this. First, I tried with my right hand, but nothing. Then I tried with my left hand, but still nothing. Then I asked my wife for help, so she tried with her right hand, then with her left, still nothing. She tried with her mouth, first with the teeth in, and then with the teeth out, still nothing. We even called up Arlene, the lady next door, and she tried too, first with both hands, and then an armpit. And she even tried squeezing it between her knees, but still nothing. The doctor was shocked. You asked your neighbor? And the old man replied, yep, none of us could get that jar open. Eddie, that's a good one. Miss Beaver, thank you so much. For the kerfuffle. That's a big Betty Jimmy Bay. I want to take that one. That's a good one. y'all, also, I got a ditty, from Ron. Ron, you know, that's the husband of the Haunt Cub. And, it goes like this. It says, at age 4, success is not peeing in your pants. At age 12, success is having friends. At age 16, success is having a driver's license. At age 20, success is having sex. At age 35, success is having money. At age 50, success is having money. At age 60, success is having sex. At age 70, success is having a driver's license. At age 75, success is having friends. And at age 80, success is not peeing in your pants. Be ready, that is vulgar. But y'all, it's true. Y'all, speaking of peeing in your pants, I am happy. I am happy. Big Fatty, did you TT? No. But I am happy to report that my loose, oily stool has gone back to self-serve ice cream. And y'all, it's just, it's lovely. It's lovely that things are returning to normal. Big Fatty, thank you. Do you have a bumper for the colon report? I don't, maybe Digger will give us a bumper. Big Fatty, he's very busy with his bumpers these days. Everybody wants a Digger bumper. Y'all, I read those, It's Great to Be a Man, or All Men Are Happy, whatever. Men are just happier people. There was some other things that went along with that, and I just thought I'd read them to you. You know, that Hat M loves, when Big Fatty reads. Here's some things, about nicknames. If Laura, Kate, and Sarah go out for lunch, they will call each other Laura, Kate, and Sarah. If Mike, Dave, and John go out, they will affectionately refer to each other as Fat Boy, Bubba, and Wild Man. Fatty! here are some other differences between men and women. Eating out. When the bill arrives, Mike, Dave, and John will each throw in $20, even though it's only $32.50. None of them will have anything smaller, and none will actually admit they won't change back. When the girls get their bill, out come the pocket calculators. Yes, Big Fatty. As far as money goes, a man will pay $2 for a $1 item that he needs. A woman will pay $1 for a $2 item that she doesn't need, but it's on sale. Yes, Big Fatty, we love a coupon. A bathroom. A man has 6 items in his bathroom. A toothbrush and toothpaste, shaving cream, razor, bar of soap, and a towel. The average number of items in the typical woman's bathroom is 337. A man would not be able to identify more than 20 of those. Miss Beaver, would you count up the items in your bathroom? Arguments. A woman has the last word in any argument. Anything a man says after that is the beginning of a new argument. Yes, Big Betty, and don't you forget it. a woman, talking about the future, a woman worries about the future until she gets a husband. And a man never worries about the future until he gets a wife. Big Betty. Marriage. A woman marries a man expecting he will change, but he doesn't. A man marries a woman expecting that she won't change, but she does. Big Fatty, that's a good one. Dressing up. A woman will dress up to go shopping, water the plants, empty the trash, answer the phone, read a book, and get the mail. A man will dress up for weddings and funerals. Big Fatty, ain't that the truth? Natural. Men wake up as good looking as they went to bed. Women somehow deteriorate during the night. Oh, Big Fatty, you're going to hear about these. Offspring. Children. A woman knows all about her children. She knows about dentist appointments and romances, best friends, favorite foods, secret fears and hopes and dreams. A man is vaguely aware of some short people living in the house. That's pretty good. And here's a thought for the day. A married man should forget his mistakes. There's no use in two people remembering the same thing. So send this to the women who have a sense of humor and to the men who will enjoy reading it. Big Fatty, why did you get it? I think because I'm one of the men that would enjoy reading. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking, you know, yesterday I talked about being nice and all this. Well, y'all, I heard on that Greetings from Nowhere today that they're taking a sabbatical just to kind of recharge their batteries. And evidently some folks have been kind of ugly or whatever. And y'all, how do you be ugly to Christina and Nicole? I mean, anyway, that Big Fatty, you're about to run out of music. I hope you're about finished talking. Yes. Big Fatty, I would just like to say that I am very happy that Spotting Crazy is back. I was worried sick about Spotting Crazy, but evidently he has been in hibernation. I don't know what other nation that is close to, but if you need a passport to visit hibernation, go see Spotting Crazy and wake him up. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of little shows we hadn't heard from in a while, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from Taste Like Burning, and they just need to open up that old Vera and record, right, Tim?
Oh, Vera, you,
you old steel trap, you
old thing, you.
Oh, Big Fatty, the old steel trap. Have we heard from Walnut Hills?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.